Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
Good morning
to everybody here. I don't know how many words are necessary. I think everybody's soaking. I'm just looking at the scene that's here this morning. It's incredible what's being done right now in an authentic way. What's happening this moment is incredible. I want to attend by Sekber, Bevavi Epstein, all the yeshivas, FTA, Heichal, TABC. It's remarkable. There are different yeshivas, different rebbeim. I see Rabbi Pearl, my childhood friend. They're all different rebbeim, different yeshivas. Rabbi Kessel's here somewhere. Amazing people, but everybody has come together in a unified way. We're here. We're together. And that response is the absolute true response. It's the most natural response. Our people is going through something. Our people have gone through something. Our people are in the middle. Klal Yisroel is in the middle of a matzav. And the most natural, unforced, what's here right now, what's in the room right this moment, this beautiful scene. Guy Zakatinsky and his chevra, just all different rebellion here together, is the most natural response. That's what families do under duress. There are no words to each other. There's not much. A close friend of mine, Shlomo, just went through a few months ago, they lost their father. And the kids and the siblings have just been holding hands since. And that is the absolute natural and healthy and right response, to hold hands and be together, nothing more, nothing less. And this gathering, this Kiddush Shamayim in the room right now of yeshivas that get it, that say, yes, we have this yeshiva, that we're one people, one united people who stand together, who are together, who have a love for one another. That's what's going on here. That's what we're in the middle of without anybody saying any words. If I could ask Rishus to speak, I'll try to say something much better Shlomo should sing, but I think first I'd like to ask that we all pray together, Ashiya Samecha, for our nation. At this moment, it's a Shas Ratzai. Yeshivas are together, B'nai Torah together. And different yeshivas, we acknowledge we're one. We're one people. I think it would be a wonderful opportunity. If I could ask the Chevra if we could sing together. Each row could hold each other's hands and let's sing together. Ashiya Samecha.
Yeah.
not Shtetra. When Klal Yisrael was gathering, Moshe Rabbeinu had made a call to Klal Yisrael that there was things, donations necessary to build the Mishkan. So the Psukim, there was a kol b'machne, a beautiful kol b'machne, a voice went out to Klal Yisrael saying that we need donations, we need things for the Mishkan. And it says that Klal Yisrael donated Hamalacha Hisam Dayan V'Hoyser. There was enough and extra. Dayan, they collected enough for the task, for the Mishkan, V'Hoyser, and there was extra. Esther Chaim HaKadosh. Esther Chaim, that's a contradiction. If there was extra, so that's what it was. People gave more than enough. Dayam enough means it was exact. Was it Dayam or Haiser? They're contradictory terms. And how can the Torah say there was Dayam v'Haiser? There was enough and there was extra. Answers the Mefarshim that a nace happened. A miracle occurred. They collected material for the Mishkan. There was Be'emes extra. There was a lot of extra that was collected. But the nace happened that all the components, all the different donations were combined together. And the etzem, there was extra, except a miracle occurred and it was enough. A miracle occurred and everything was used, everything combined together to construct the Mishkan. And even though there was extra materials, but they made the kelim of the Mishkan with the exact amount, there was no leftovers. It was a nes. But the question then begs itself, it should say it was chayser v'dayam. It's out of order. Because first there was extra. It should say it was chayser, there was extra. And afterwards it should say dayam. So I want to suggest as follows. Why it says dayam v'hoyser, not hoyser v'dayam, which is what happened, there was extra material. And then miraculously it turned out to be the exact amount, derech neis. But it says dayam v'hoyser. Perhaps we can suggest as follows. There's somebody I'm close to, Shlomo's close to, his name is A.J. Saidi. A.J. is fighting and has fought in Gaza, and he came after October 7th, after the next day, after Simchas Torah. For 72 hours, he was involved in fighting for 72 hours. He came back to Yeshiva, and we were talking about his experiences. And he said as follows, A.J. Saidi said as follows. He said the day after, October 8th, people were called, nobody was prepared. We weren't properly prepared. And people, precious, beautiful Yidden, came running as he did to help. He said people didn't have, in the army, it's mandatory, it's world law, you wear certain uniforms. People were wearing funny hats. They had security hats and hats that looked funny. People came with all sorts of funny equipment. You just showed up. He said one particular man came to the front line mamish, right near Be'eri. He saw it with his own eyes. The man showed up with an ice cream truck because he wanted to help Am Yisrael, because he cared. He came and he said nobody laughed. And he said that this kid, they put in many, many members of Klal Yisrael who needed Turas Yisrael, ended up going in that truck and they brought them to be buried with the cover. And he was describing that Yidden came and brought whatever they had and nobody laughed. Every person was necessary. Everything, nobody laughed at the front lines. There was an ice cream truck. Because that's what that yid had, and that's what that yid brought to the cause. Hashem's people, rallying for Hashem's people. Each person brought what they had, and nobody laughed that everything was necessary. The Malacha was Zayam Bahaiser, because every single yid is needed and necessary. Every yid counts. We just came from Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah called to every single yid that we have a place in Malchus Shemayim. We count and we matter and have a contribution to Malchus Shemayim that's absolutely essential. Every single yid, barring none. Every yid is dayam. Of course, the Nes was only in our physical world. In the spiritual world, what every single person brought was dayam, was exactly essential and important. The miracle, of course, occurred in our physical world. So it says, by the way, it was Eiser, it was extra, and this Nes happened. And the purpose of the Nes was exactly to express this point, that every single yid's contribution is important. Every yid counts. I never in my life been prouder and had more of a sense of pride in being the Am Hashem, in being a yid, in being part of Klal Yisroel. Our response to a very difficult situation, this video about that soldier, Daniel, and countless yid throughout the world who responded with sincerity, with emunah, with faith. 15 years ago, I started a school, and I went like excited. I'll do this, I'll do that. Today, I really, anything I want to do, I got changed. And I actually see in Yidden, emunas Yisroel, tremendous, tremendous faith. What's been displayed by our people across the world, and it's all us. It's us Hasidim, us Sfardim, us Ashkenazim, us Mizrahi, us, it's all us, one unified people. Us MTAers, us TABCers, us, it's all us, Am Yisroel, one united people. And we're seeing more unity. We have more work to do for certain. But we're seeing more unity, and we're seeing people stand up on the Yid, and it means something. It has a mashmais, it means something. In Elul, a serious time, when Yidden are introspecting, the Bar Gitshever went out, the Lady Yitzchak went out, and he would bring hundreds of Yidden to Tkiya Shefer, Yidden who were far. What was his trick? What was his great kiru? Was he a great speaker? Was he a great singer? Maybe both, to both of us, I don't know. But I've read enough to know that the Bar Gitshever had amazing eyes. He had very true eyes. And the Barditchva, when we speak about Abbas Yisroel, he wasn't like being nice to Yidden. That wasn't what he was doing. The Barditchva had excellent Einayim. In Avdolah, we describe a guy is precious. A guy is excellent on the Chavid and Adam. But a Yid is a Ben Hashem. The Barditchva had incredible Einayim. He saw Yidden. He was Mishtaimim. He was awed by Yidden. He was amazed by Yid. He saw Nishmas Yisroel. He saw the Jewish soul and was dazzled by the Jewish soul. The Bar Gitshever would travel around to cities that were far from Hashem at the time, and he would see Yid and he'd be blown away by Nishmas Yisroel. He'd be blown away, and when he would see Yid, the Yid would see himself as well. And then the Yid would follow and come to Tkiya Shefer, understanding that he's needed, that he counts, that he's important. Such a gathering, this beautiful gathering, is a great charge to us all. See good in Yidden. Be down to Kafshus. See beautiful things in Yidden. Be amazed. Now, we're not necessarily Zayche to the Einayim of the Bar Gitshever. We should be misfollowed, and we're misfollowed that Hashem opens our eyes. to see greatness in ourselves and other Yidden. The Nishmas Yisrael is precious. We just came from Rosh Hashanah. We're in the middle of Aseres Yimei Tshuva. There was no tshuva on Rosh Hashanah. We don't even mention Chet. Our Rosh Hashanah was absorbing that we are called to be Mamlech Hashem. I'm amazed in Yeshiva, certainly that people davening, and I'm amazed that a guy who's struggling to keep Shabbos, who's struggling in all areas of Yiddishkeit, guys come to the Shofar with complete sincerity. You could do a study on it. I've only seen one other mitzvah. Yidden come, guys ask, please make sure I'm at the tefillah. I want to hear the Shofar blow. It's deep inside the soul of a Yid. It amazes me. And guys come, nobody has to say shh. Nobody has to. There's a certain sincerity by Tkiya Shofar that a Yid senses something. And what's deep in the heart of the Yid is I'm part of Hashem's people, I'm a Yid. And the Shofar that I am entrusted to be Mamlech Hashem, that means in plain and simple terms, each and every one of us have a place in Malchus Shemayim, have a place in being Mekadesh Shem Shemayim. Each and every one of us, in our unique, singular way, unique to us, with our story, with our past, with our struggles, with our successes, with our talents, with our deficiencies, my own unique story, I am called to be Mamlech Hashem. I want to share a verse, but first I'd like to ask Shlomo to play a song for the Chevra, and I ask the Chevra that to please, in hearing this song, there's something we can do, be done ourselves, the Kapskos, and other people. See goodness in Yin. Start with our families, our siblings, our friends. Notice Yidden. Celebrate Yidden. Nobody in our class should be unseen. Nobody in our school should be unseen. We lose when we don't see another Yid. I want to tell you one story. I want to tell you a true story. A bachur in the yeshiva, the last night of yeshiva, got up in front of over 200 people. His brother drove up from New Jersey, from the state, to hear his speech. And this guy described the career of getting bullied in school. And he described in sixth, seventh, eighth grade, never once getting invited to a friend's house. He said in the younger grades, your parents make the play dates. Your sixth, seventh, eighth, it's all you. And he said never once was he invited to a friend's house. He described one time in eighth grade getting a call. And the call said, Aaron, we want you to come play baseball with us. And he said it was like Yonkut in his house. They want me to play? He said his mother made sure he wore cool clothing as she fit in with the guys. His father had captured him in the backyard quickly. He should hold his own. He remembered the song that was playing driving to the park. This song that was playing, he said over the song that was playing because it was Yonkut for him. He gets to the park. He was saying this over 3 in the morning to 200, 250 people. He was standing by a shtender. He doubled over. He was bawling. He said he got to the park and nobody was there. It was a hoax. And he described the career of getting ignored and bullied. He's one of the most articulate people. His speech was probably the greatest speech ever heard in my life. My son worked in camp afterwards in the summer. He said, I couldn't overlook one kid. I was thinking about Aaron's words, and Aaron is talented, articulate, brilliant, and he described being overlooked. Aaron is a Ben Torah who is fighting in Gaza right now. Aaron carried a friend who was killed a mile and a half. He carried a friend that his friend should have been covered. And it's important. He risked his life. He carried a mile and a half a friend that his friend should have crossed his throne. And he brought his friend carrying him. He understands that it is precious and counts the covenant of the Yid. So I'm going to ask Shlomo to sing this song. But I ask us all to really take the lesson for ourselves and for others. To understand simply, it's true. We matter and we count. I matter, I count, and you matter and you count. And we have a place. We have a place and we're important. Yes, sir.
Oh, God, I am there.
We only have a little more time together, and I have another Torah thought, but I'm not going to share it. I think it's better to close. Just really thanking all those that were besotted this. Rabbi Stempler for hosting us all. This is the first occasion, right? I want to thank the Rabbi Epstein for organizing all of Rosh Yeshiva, for being able to see and to be able to help. I thank every single doctor here and our prayer. Our prayer together, the prayer of this whole room, Mashiach Samecha, our nation should be subject to Am Yisrael, Hashem's people, should be subject to a tremendous Haram, 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 Keren Yisrael, Amecha. We should see the rise in stature, continued rise in Jewish people, the Arab people, Hashem's people. We should see Achdus Yisrael, but let's all commit, each and every one of us, to seeing good. Start with our own family members, our little brother, our older sister, our friends, to really be mechazek dam l'kasvos, seeing ourselves, it's the truth, seeing ourselves in a beautiful light, seeing other gift in a beautiful light. Thank you so much.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekoymos on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.